You might say, well, I don't feel easy about it. I feel...
A little uneasy.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Going to cut the lights on?
Okay, or... why is it you don't want to go up the stairs in the dark?
Well, you're scared of falling.
Okay.
I might fall or stumble over something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just don't like the dark.
Oh, you just want the lights on.
Yeah.
See where you're going.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
A person who gets afraid easily, you might say he's kind of...
Scary.
Okay.
Like me.
You get afraid easily? I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't like violence.
Me either.
Mm-hmm.
You can do without that. A place like a dark road beside a graveyard would be a what kind of place?
Place to stay away from. But anyway, beside a graveyard.
Yeah.
What kind of place would it be?
Yeah.
Vacant.
Okay, or?
Vacant, because ain't nobody going to be there. I mean, like a lane.
Yeah.
A lane.
Yeah. Would you, if you got scared there, you'd call that place a...
Haunted.
Okay, okay.
What? It'd be vacant, because I wouldn't be there.
Yeah. Nobody would. You might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
Used to be.
Okay.
Have been.
Okay. And you might say, gosh, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
She used to didn't be afraid.
Okay. Let's see.
She haven't been afraid. She wasn't afraid.
You might say, well, I wouldn't say these kids around here are really... reckless drivers, but some of them are just kind of what?
Rough.
Well, sort of. They just forget to signal and they forget to.
Reckless.
Okay, but they're not really.
Really reckless. Really careless.
What?
They're not really careless drivers.
Okay. Okay.
But a little reckless.
You might say about one of your relatives. You might say. Well, you know, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she just acts kind of...
Funny.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Odd.
Okay, what about the word queer? Would you use that?
Yeah, I'm afraid queer. Well, the word queer would be used, but it probably, instead of being queer, it would probably be crazy.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what does queer mean, anyway?
Well, I think it means funny.
Uh-huh.
Suspicious ways,
uh-huh.
Odd ways.
Okay. Does it mean anything else?
Half crazy.
Okay.
Anything else? No, I can't think of
nothing
there.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, the word queer in this young lad could mean something else.
Yeah, like
I just
what?
Thought of something.
Like what?
Like the funny acting folks.
Mm-hmm. Like funny, like how?
Like a man acting like a woman,
mm.
Woman acting like a man.
Uh-huh, either one, huh?
Yeah.
They use
the word queer connected with them nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Would it be that homosexual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, queer.
If somebody makes up, say you know somebody who makes up his mind, and nothing can ever make him change it. You'd say he sure is.
Stubborn.
Okay, thing you?
Stubborn. No, that's about it.
Okay.
I've been called stubborn quite a few times.
If something happened to embarrass somebody, you might say, now listen, I wouldn't mention that. He's still a little what on that subject?
Embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. What else? Don't want to talk about it or anything. He might get mad, you know.
Yeah.
Brought it up.
A little angry.
Okay.
He might be a little angry.
Okay.
A little edgy.
Okay.
Maybe a little, we used to call it a little huffy.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by huffy?
A little mad.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You might say, I just decided not to ask that question.
Oh.
Because you just told me.
Uh-huh.
You just told me the answer. Okay, if you were in a burning building, and there are a whole bunch of people in it, somebody might say, don't worry, we'll get all right. Just we'll get out all right. Just keep
cool.
Okay, or keep
calm.
All right.
It's hard to stay cool or calm when the building's on fire.
That's true. Especially cool.
Yeah,
more ways than one.
Brother.
Say you've been working pretty hard, you'd say, boy, I'm real
tired.
Okay. And if you're just real, real, real tired, you might say, I'm all
most pooped out.
Okay, anything else?
I'm almost ready to collapse.
Okay. Sometimes on kids' clothes, sometimes they don't grow out of them, but they
bust out of them.
Yeah, or they just sort of wear them so much that you say they just
grow out.
Okay. Would you ever use that talking about how tired you were?
Yeah.
Would you say it sounds for me?
Like I work hard today. I am wore out.
Okay.
I am tuckered out.
Okay.
I am tuckered out.
Okay.